Thousands of patients every year are admitted to hospitals because of irregular, fast, or strong heartbeats. Every year, at least one in four Americans is diagnosed with a heart condition. At that point, there are some very important decisions to make for your future. The harsh reality may be you are left with more questions than answers. This is where the Heart Rhythm Center podcast can help. We are your what, why, and how of palpitations, heart rhythm disorders, pacemakers, and defibrillators. Welcome your host, Dr. Jeffrey L. Williams, board certified in internal medicine, cardiovascular disease, and clinical cardiac electrophysiology. The information included in this podcast is for educational purposes only. It is not intended or implied to be professional medical advice or a substitute for professional medical advice. Listeners should always consult their healthcare providers to determine the appropriateness of the information for their own situation, or if they have any questions regarding medical conditions or treatment plans.
This is Dr. Williams, and this is What Are Palpitations? Podcast 3, How Are Heart Rhythm Abnormalities Diagnosed? Your care providers have extensive training in assessing the possible arrhythmias that may be causing your symptoms. There are different levels of training among primary care providers, cardiologists, and electrophysiologists. However, the diagnosis of abnormal heart rhythms can often be accomplished with some basic tests. It must be noted that arrhythmias can be very tricky to diagnose, and sometimes it is like taking your car to the mechanic. Just like your car may not make that noise when the mechanic is under the hood, your heart may not have an abnormal rhythm when you are undergoing one of the tests discussed in this podcast. Be patient with your care providers, as I have had patients with palpitations where it took over 30 years to document their arrhythmias, which occurred at random times. My goal is to get a recording of your heart rhythm while you are having the concerning symptoms and document any arrhythmia if present. Once I can ascertain the particular arrhythmia causing your symptoms, it is easier to tailor the correct therapy to alleviate the symptoms. Additionally, sometimes symptoms are not due to an abnormal heart rhythm. This is also helpful because it allows your care providers to at least rule out a heart issue as a cause for your symptoms and look for other causes. An electrocardiogram is one of the most important tools that doctors have to assess the electrical function of your heart. A typical electrocardiogram tracing represents the electrical and pumping actions of your heart. The typical ECG that is obtained in your doctor's office has 12 leads or tracings because this allows your doctor to better localize arrhythmias and areas of prior heart attacks as well as other structural abnormalities. The standard ECG only records 10 seconds of your heart rhythm, so if your symptoms occur once or twice a day, it is unlikely that we will be lucky enough to capture it with the in-office ECG. 24-hour Holter monitoring. Oftentimes, for symptoms that occur daily, the first test we will obtain is a Holter monitor. This involves several electrodes, which are called patches, that are temporarily taped to your skin, that are worn for 24 to 48 hours. The monitor is applied in the office and is worn home. The more consistently it is worn, the more thorough the ability to look for arrhythmia. It is generally taken off for showers. However, there are some systems that can be worn while showering. Please check with your care provider before getting any of these devices wet because they are very expensive to replace. You must remember, you break it, you buy it. The Holter monitor will continuously record your heart rhythm while it is worn. Once the set time period for wearing device is met, the Holter is brought back to the office where we examine the recordings for any arrhythmia. A paper diary is usually provided with the monitor so you can write down the time a particular symptom is experienced to help correlate any symptoms with your heart rhythm. 2 to 4 week outpatient telemetry monitors. This telemetry monitor involves similar skin patches as used in a Holter, but it continuously monitors your heart rhythm for 2 to 4 weeks at a time. These are best suited for symptoms that may only occur once or twice a week. Like the Holter monitor, it is generally applied in the office and worn home. It is taken off for showers usually. These devices also have the ability to allow a patient to activate a recording when any symptom is felt that may represent an abnormal heart rhythm. Once the set time period has been met, the device is brought or even mailed back to the office where we can analyze the recordings for arrhythmia. Another name for this is mobile cardiac outpatient telemetry called MCOT. Hospital telemetry. Many patients are admitted to the hospital and placed on telemetry. Telemetry is a system that utilizes skin patches that continuously record your heart rhythm and automatically send reports to the hospital nursing stations. These reports can often document arrhythmias, and they will be examined by the professionals caring for you in the hospital. A common reason I am asked to evaluate a patient is when an abnormal heart rhythm is discovered while the patient is being monitored on telemetry while hospitalized. Smartphone-based applications are becoming more and more common. There are more and more devices and applications available that can work with your smartphone or home computer. Some are devices that simply measure your heart rate and can give an indication of an abnormal rhythm. Other devices are more sophisticated and can actually provide a rhythm strip similar to what we can obtain with Holter monitors. The rhythm strip is a short 2 to 10 second recording of your heart rhythm that looks like a single lead on an ECG. It can often be used to diagnose an arrhythmia. An example of a smartphone-based device is the AliveCor mobile ECG app. Another option that can actually be used as a standalone device to record a short segment of your heart rhythm is the HeartCheck Pen handheld ECG. Tilt table testing. Your doctor may order a tilt table test to look for causes of fainting, also called syncope. In this test, you lie on a table with your legs straight. The table is then elevated at an angle so that your head is higher than your feet. You are kept in this position for several minutes to assess for the development of symptoms such as fainting or palpitations. Your response to the tilt table test may enable your doctor to tailor therapy to treat your symptoms. Medications such as beta blockers, midodrine, or fludrocortisone may be prescribed in response to an abnormal tilt table test. Implantable loop recorders offer your doctor a means to assess for heart rhythm abnormalities with conditions that occur infrequently and in patients who experience fainting or loss of consciousness. Many arrhythmias only occur once a month or only a few times a year. Sometimes it is very difficult to document an arrhythmia or assess for the cause of syncope or fainting if we are using Holter monitors, which can record your heart rhythm for only 24 to 48 hours, or even the 2 to 4 week outpatient telemetry monitors described previously. These devices continuously record several minutes of your heart rhythm. This is called a loop recording, and hence the name implantable loop recorder. When the device detects a possible heart rhythm abnormality or the patient activates the device, this loop of the heart rhythm recording is saved to the device's memory chip. The recordings are then downloaded from the device at your doctor's office or transmitted to your doctor's office from your home, if this feature is included in your device. There are several types of implantable loop recorders. These devices are typically implanted under the skin of your left chest overlying your heart. Clearly, the closer your heart is to the device, the better are the recordings of the electrical signals coming from your heart. Once the loop recorder is implanted, it is capable of continuously monitoring your heart rhythm for several years. I usually estimate a device longevity of 2 to 4 years. The device has a built-in battery, as well as the circuitry necessary to run the device and make heart rhythm recordings. The implanting physician or your cardiologist generally programs the device to automatically record heart rates less than 40 beats per minute or above 150 beats per minute. Talk to your doctor because these settings may be customized for a particular patient's needs. Furthermore, most of these devices permit a patient to activate the device if they are experiencing worrisome symptoms. When you feel a symptom that may be caused by an abnormal heart rhythm, you press a button on a device that is about the size of a pager you can carry in your purse or pocket. Pressing the activation button triggers the device to store a recording of your heart rhythm during the symptoms, which can then be examined by your care provider. These electrical recordings of your heart rhythm can document, for your doctor's review, a normal heart rhythm abruptly converting to a fast or slow arrhythmia that may be contributing to your symptoms. Conversely, the recordings may also demonstrate that your symptoms are not associated with any abnormal arrhythmia. An emerging use of these implantable loop recorders is for patients who experience strokes with no obvious cause, called cryptogenic stroke. Strokes are brain attacks and may also be called a transient ischemic attack, TIA, or cerebrovascular accident, CVA. 1 in 10 patients may have a stroke caused by atrial fibrillation. 1/3 of patients with atrial fibrillation may not have any symptoms suggesting arrhythmia other than a stroke. A loop recorder may be recommended to detect atrial fibrillation in a patient with risk factors for atrial fibrillation who have had a stroke. In summary, then, you can see that your doctor has many options for assessing heart rhythm abnormalities. Every patient is different, and the evaluation for arrhythmia has to be tailored to each patient with careful attention to the patient's symptoms. For a patient who experiences daily arrhythmia symptoms, the best way to detect an arrhythmia may be a 24-hour Holter monitor, whereas a patient who faints once or twice per year may be best evaluated with the use of an implantable loop recorder. It is generally preferable to start with non-invasive methods, for example, the 24-hour Holter and mobile cardiac outpatient telemetry, prior to considering an implantable loop recorder. It is important to discuss these options with your care providers. In Podcast 4, we will be discussing the workup and evaluation of heart rhythm disorders and meeting the heart rhythm physician.
Thank you for listening to the Heart Rhythm Center. If you have enjoyed this episode and would like to access extensive explanations of topics discussed today, together with helpful illustrations, head over to www.heart-rhythm-center.com, where a full list of available publications on Amazon can be easily accessed. That's www.heart-rhythm-center.com. And please subscribe to the Heart Rhythm Center blog, as well as Dr. Williams' author page on Amazon, where his books discussing arrhythmias, pacemakers, and defibrillators are available in print and electronic Kindle versions.